Ash Wednesday, the beginning of Lent, 40 days. 40 days that we begin now and we prepare as we make our journey through the Lenten season toward Easter. Intriguingly, we come and gather together and we are doubtfully all of the same state of mind or journey of soul. Some of us are ready for worship this evening. Some of us are far away. Some of us are yet to make the agenda to arrive. Ideally, we could plan everything so that we were all in the same point in our journeys, but those journeys of deep introspection and change are very individualistic. We cannot calendarize our growth of our soul. We're all at different places, and that's all right. It is my hope that at some point we will all engage in the Lenten journey. Wherever you may be in your journey, that at some point a spark will ignite and help you begin that journey. In this sacred time, we come together and we come to hear God speak, and we are here to listen to God. We're here to listen. God calls to us continually, and amongst the noise of our daily lives, we forget to listen sometimes. But God calls us through Scripture, through our church, through routines of worship, through special worships, even through memorial services. We're called and engaged again with God and God's works. We're called through our church family. We're called through our families. We are called sometimes by the indignities in life that we detect, that we see around us. We see injustices and we're aware that God is nudging us, saying, "You are about righteousness." We see movements, the Me Too movement, the movements of All Lives Matter, the movements of justice that need to be. And God is speaking to us through those. God speaks to us as well through all the saints that have gone before us. It's one of those times and moments when we pause and we think about all those who have gone before and think of all who rest from their labors and who have given us so much that we've inherited and learned. So we are here to listen. But we are also here to speak. We are here to speak tonight. We are here to confess. At its very least potent, confession is a repetition of words, a reading of things, a script, a seasonal or group activity where the words come out without your even thinking about them. Neutralized. But if confession is honest from the heart, it is almost overwhelming. Think of that. Think of how confession, deeply and truly from the heart, how deep that is. And yet, even as we think that, we need to know that God already knows all of the things we need to confess. God knows our going out and our coming in. God hems us in all sides. God knows every thought we have, every success we achieve and every failure. Every time that we grit our teeth and smile when that's not what we're thinking. So confession is speaking, but it is our speaking and realizing and confessing to God, "All right, Lord, we know the real situation. Let's journey together." It's an admission of what God already knows, and God is waiting for us to come and gather. Did you hear the Psalm 51? You remember the story of David, the great King David, the wonderful King David, the Savior of the nation. What a delightful, wonderful man. And then he seduces the wife of one of his officers, Bathsheba. He seduces her and she becomes pregnant, and he is panicked because now his transgression may become known. And so he sends for Uriah to come back to spend an evening with Bathsheba, but Uriah, as a good general for his men, says, "They are not comfortable. I cannot take comfort in my house. I will sleep in the doorway." So his plan is thwarted, and so he plots Uriah's death. And then after Uriah dies, he takes Bathsheba in to comfort her, and claims that that is when she is impregnated. He's gotten away with it. He's pulled it off. It was a transgression, but everything is handled. We know how that feels. Along comes the prophet. It isn't the prophet that speaks, but prophet speaks God's words. It's Nathan, and he comes to David and says, God knows what you have done. Your guilt is right before you. You have no escape from him. And he knows what's happened. He's built a gap between himself and God. He's distanced himself from the great Savior that has given him so much, led him so much to be such a great king. And so finally he confesses. And he is brought back into right relationship. That's Ash Wednesday. That's where we are. We don't have Nathan with us. I have Neo here, but he is not Nathan. A great prophet and a great preacher, but he is not Nathan. He is not here to call us to account. Nor am I, Nathan, to call you to account. We don't need that. We have God, and we have a journey to the altar this morning, this evening. You see, this altar is a separate place. In our church, we're a little bit divided. We almost have it walled in, and we almost have God under control behind that wall, don't we? We have the steps to separate us away, kind of keeps God from getting too close, and we almost have a railing that's closed to keep God up there so that we don't get too intimate with the Almighty. I have bad news. That fence does not hold God back even in the slightest. It is we who have fenced ourselves off, but God is ready to approach. My favorite preacher, Fred Craddock, wrote, he said, At the altar, the memory of what one has done or not done is as clear as noon, because at the altar, the light is different. At the altar, all locomotion stops and all busyness, which obscures clear vision and permits illusions, it grinds to a halt. And at the altar, there's no looking around, comparing and being compared, hoping that God will grade on a curve. At least I'm better than they are. And lame generalities such as, we are all human, fall unspoken to the floor, while glib and painless confession of fault are awkwardly out of place. We come to the altar. And at the altar, the light is different. The light illuminates all things. So we come both listening and speaking. It is us speaking our confession. And it's not a communal confession. The psalmist, when he wrote Psalm 51, wrote individually and in the first person, I come before God. And as such, we do as well. And it is God listening to our confession. And it is us listening to that next important piece. It is us listening to God calling us back into right relationship, hearing our confession and saying, I have never left you. Thank you for coming back to me. So this is Ash Wednesday, a time of beginning a Lenten journey, a time of clarity in the light of the altar. A time of honesty with our Lord God, and a time to pray, to speak silently, each of us in our own mental voice to God, and each of us to listen, and then God willing to grow, to be forgiven, to move forward in our journey that leads to Easter and the Christ. Amen.